فايتة يور شاومي كونفرنت فايتة بابلي داف يو دالد بيجين يور شاومي on daf ches on the day for the beginning of the second period peg haya maybe haya maybe es min chofa the kafish from Ithis benaisna on yada kdeli yaga her husband would bring her mincha offering in a mitzvi basket which is made of shoots that grow around a palm tree and the kohen puts it in her hands to make her weary to encourage her to admit her guilt kol ha-manachis tchei lasan b'seifan b'klishoris Or the menachos say beginning and end of in a klisharis, which is a kodesh kli used for the avoda. This one starts in a mitzvi basket and ends in a klisharis. Kol ha-menachos turn a shemen and a levoina, revu in a turn of a shemen and a levoina. Or the menachos require oil and frankincense. This one does not require oil or frankincense. Kol ha-menachos bois melachitim, revu in a bar elat melasa'ir. All other menachos are from wheat, this one's from barley. Mincha za'im afapishi hi bar minasa'uvim, hi bar geresh, vizu hoisa bar kemach, rangamil oime, kashim shemaseh, ma'aseh behema, kach korbanoseh, ma'achol behema. Rangamil says, just like her actions are like those of an animal, also her offering is animal food. Siv v'yadakayen yu me'amorim ma'arim, me'ata kadei ishisei le'yagoi. The Gemara asks a question. It's written in Bamidbar Perkei Pasuk Yud Ches, and the hand of the Kohen will be the bitter, curse-bearing waters. Is this in order to weary the Kohen? Surely it's not. If so, we need not say that the Mincha is in her hands to weary her. Elikadei la'til ema alea, rather it's in order to impose suit on her. Vasa melamachi kadsha lishma. Our Mishnah calls it Mincha Sa, and it's attributed to her, even though her husband pays for it, to teach that it's made Kodesh for her sake. Now we skip the next couple of lines. They should say, V'tani Rabbi Chia, they should say, L'karev kavil, eni echoylem v'vesh shutfasa shal isha. Le'echol eni echoylem v'vesh shutfasa shal ish. Ve'ela ha'koyim mitzvi k'karev la'atzmai v'ashirayim craving la'atzmai. That's one. Here's Vaisa teaches that if her husband is a Kohen, it cannot be offered Kalil, which is totally burnt on the Mizbeach, due to her partnership in it, and only a Kohen's Mincha is Kalil. The Shirayim cannot be eaten due to his partnership in it, while the Kohen is offered by itself, and the Shirayim are offered by themselves. Just like it's made Kodesh for her sake, it's made Kodesh for his sake. That Amar Minchasa. Well, since they're like partners in it, why do you call it her mincha? Ve'ela ma b'ishtoi kaya ishtoi min asnisa ve'evi es korbana alea. The answer is that just as the Torah speaks, so the Mishnah speaks, and he will bring her korban for her. And so calls it hers. Ba'ala mo shi'asish alea puts mid'ato. Their husband separated for her without her knowledge or consent. May someone else separate it for her without her das. This is like Rabbi Yochanan said that the Machusri Kapor is those that need a korban to complete the Tahara, who may separate their korban without their das. And these are the Machusri Kapor, Azov, Azova, Mitzvah, and a Yoledes. In other Mafish al-Banoi, Akotan, Ruhu, Nosan, Barisa. As we said, as the source is that one may separate the korban for his son with a minor and resolves, even if he's in a crib and has no das, since his das is not needed, anyone may separate the korban. Nicha zava zava umbetseva, if you say yoledes, makim chesia, kva yarsim roche savia. Granted, it's a source for zava zava umbetseva, they can apply even to a baby. However, yoledes, once he married her off, she already left her father's rishus. If you say neshikin adama, fisha lishtoi katana. Answers because rather a man separates for his minor wife. She's saying, "Rabbi Yeshkatan Yeledes, Loikein Am Rabbi Radifa, Rabbi Yoin Rishem Rabbi Huna, Ibra Beyalda, Adjalei of Yeshde Faras, He Ubanah Mason, Mishav Yeshde Faras, He, Say Ubanah Chaim, Ibra Adjalei of Yeshde Faras, Beyalda, Mishav Yeshde Faras, He, Chaya Ubanah Mason." The Gemara asks, "Can a minor be a Yeledes? Didn't Radifa quote Rabbi Yoin quoting Rabbi Huna?" Teach that if she became pregnant and gave birth before being two heirs, she and her baby will die. Both occurred after bringing two hairs, she and baby will live. If she became pregnant before bringing two hairs and gave birth after bringing two hairs, she will live and her baby will die. My kadoin. Let me take the next sentence. How can we resolve this? Ela shekein other mafresh al ishtoi chareshes. Rather, a man separates his wife with a chareshes, means who has no das. He's a deaf mute. The kan soita katana ain't ab yachol. Tam rabbi zeiru rabbi yasa b'shem rabbi yechon. Katana shizinsa ain't a rotsa in yas al bala. We cannot learn from there because you cannot find a soita without das, because here there cannot be a minor soita because rabbi zeiru quoting rabbi yasa quoting rabbi yechon, so that a minor who is mazama does not have it's not considered rots and willingly to become forbidden to her husband. And he cannot say that the chareshes seita, even if she was healthy when he warned her and she was secluded and after she became deaf, because it says, V'ama isha, amen, amen. Amar bi avin, v'kirin t'chsir b'samachta ato v'isecha, v'hu m'ukav, v'nismaychima, masu shaleach, chutz medato. Avin answered, since it says, v'samachta ato v'isecha, you will rejoice, you and your household, and he can't rejoice with her until she drinks, he separates the mincha seita for her without her das. And this applies only specifically to her husband who has a mitzvah to be mesameacha. Acha b'shem Rilo, einai mafresh alea oles ha'oish elachatas ha'oish mepe shehi mechalta le'echol b'zvachim. And Acha quoting Rilo said he cannot separate for a zava or a ledes without her das, and oles ha'oish only chatas ha'oish because it permits her to eat zvachim. Tani einai mafresh alea eladabashu matira la vazeh. The Baisa said he separates her without her das, only something that permits her to this means to kodshim. And Rav Yosi Einecha Elazeh. Rav Yosi says, you have only this, Mechusa Kippurim. Tani, you say, Idach, Ma'azeh Ma'agwa Melech HaBezochim, you say, Af Hocha Me'uka V'Nesmech Ima, Mekeven Shu Me'uka V'Nesmech Ima, Kamoi Shu Ma'akebes Melech HaBezochim. The second Baisa says, just like this means Korban Zobo Eledes is Ma'akeva from eating Zochim, also this, Menechusaita, is Ma'akeva from rejoicing, meaning being intimate with her. Since he cannot rejoice with her until she drinks, it's as if it is ma'akiv her from eating zochim, he can offer it without her das. Ani afila kofas nazirus al reisha. The vice says, even if she owes korbanos due to nazirus, he can offer them without her das. Ma'akevasi melechol bezochim, ani ma'akiv her from eating zochim. Again, she menuveles u ma'akav melechmechima, kamoshu ma'akevas melechol bezochim. The answer is, since she's repulsive, and he cannot rejoice with her if it's ma'akev her from eating his rochim. Tani Rav Yehuda Omer, maybe other one, Yidei Ishtoi, Kol Korban, Chi Hayebes, Afila Ochla, Chilev, Afila Chilel HaShabbos. The Baisa says, Rav Yehuda holds that one brings for his wife a korban, any korban that she is obligated, even if she ate Chilev or was Mechol Shabbos. Chain Hayeb Rav Yehuda Omer, Patra Ein Chayev Ba, כך היא קיסרס לי בשיח השויבה שקיסרס לי על תבר סביבסה והאחרן דיאסטין לי עלייך מן קד מסתנה. And so Rabbi used to say, if he divorced her, he's not obligated because so she writes him in the receipt for receiving her ksuba, you're exempt from all responsibility, meaning for kabonus, that I had on you before this. Tani say de menochis כך היא מביאן בשיח מתאפסית לכי חצב וכי זהוב. The Gemara asks a question from Abaisa, the order of offering menachos, one brings from his house in a kli of silver or gold. Amish said that all other menachos, their beginning is in kli shoris. Ru'uya should say lekli shoris. The answer is Amish means that other menachos begin in something proper to be a kli shoris. Menachosota starts in a mitzi basket, which is not proper for a kli shoris. Ani Rishimun Yechai, Mifneima Omru, Kolachatois, Vahashamashi, Vatayra, into Unim, Nesochim, Shloye Korbono, Shachoyta, Nira, Mhuda. Baisa says, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, why do they say that all Hatois and Hashamois in the Torah don't require Nesachim? It's lest the sinner's korban appear glorious. Hativan hari Hatosei v'Hashamois on Metzera. The question is, Hatos and Hashem of Metzera require Nesachim. In Tehmei She'en HaChaita, perhaps the Metzera didn't sin. And Rabbi Yitzhak, Zoyz Tiyah Teres of Metzera, Zoyz Teres HaMoitzi She'ma. We reject that because Rabbi Yitzhak taught in the pasuk in Vayikra, Peg Yudala pasuk base, there's those tia teres in the Torah, and we learn from the Torah, Hamitzi Shem Ra. So this is the Torah of someone who spoke evil, he spoke Lashon Hara. Amalei mekeven shel nesiyase, v'ksiv, v'nikla achicha leinecha, k'mi she'en lechaita. And so since he was afflicted, and it says, and your brother will be degraded in your eyes. If after he suffered, he's called your brother. It is if he's not a sinner. The problem really permits him to eat kodshim. Rabbi Yochanan quoting Rabbi Shmuel said there's a gzeir shava on the word minchas, just like minchas said there by soiter is a barley, also here the omer is a barley. Amrav lo zanema kan aviv v'nema v'mitzayim aviv ma aviv amrav mitzayim so'ivim afkan so'ivim. Lo says it says over here by the omer aviv, and it says in mitzayim the hell do not destroy the barley because it's aviv. Just like aviv said in mitzayim is barley, also here the omer it's of barley. We skip now the next few lines. It should rather say, "Ma nemetzinu b'shei yochid maybe chayvosim nachitim v'chayvosim nasa'irim hasibah maybe chayvosim nachitim yaviyim nasa'irim." Kibbutz says that the tzibah must bring bikurim on Pesach and bring bikurim on Shavuos. That's what we find: an individual brings his obligation from wheat, minchas chayta, and his obligation from barley, which is minchas chayta. Also, the tzibah brings his obligation from wheat. So it's other obligation, the omer, it brings from barley. Another source is if you say that the omer is from wheat, shtei alechem is not bikurim, as if already brought from wheat. Rabbi Yona says that chilka is wheat kernels cut into two, targus is cut into three, and tisni when it's cut into four. Rabbi Yehuda Ben asked, "Well, pass this more than four. Is this considered flour and it's kosher for minchas seita, and one needs only limit separate fine flour from it?"